Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I am joined with...
DJ Do.
And today, we have a great show. Oh, we have another guest as well. My apologies.
I am not the host, but I have come here to say one very valuable thing that will teach you a lot.
Let's hear it.
6-7.
Oh, that's crazy. He just did
actually,
that.
Actually, no.
He just came on the show just to say 6-7.
I have a little quote for you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
Make every day a good day, not a bad day.
That's very wise. I know a lot of adults that need to follow that advice. So today, guys, we have a bunch of community events planned for you, some fun Halloween would-you-rathers, and some weird but true facts from National Geographic. So first, we're going to go through the community events. If my DJ Do here, my friend, wants to read some of them, he can. If not, that's cool too. So first, we got Catskill Food Pantry. You want to read it, or do you want me to? Alright. So Catskill Food Pantry will be open every Friday. It's a really good spot. Even if you, yourself, don't benefit from it, there's always somebody that can, so you can pass the word on. You can go down and get free food just from putting your name in and some info. And it is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. It is located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church on 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. Today and this week, today is Friday, the vegetable of the week was broccoli. So you can go there, get your greens, get strong like Popeye. Next off, we have Free Play Fridays. This is at the Palinville Library from 10 to 11 a.m. Join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. The suggested ages are 1 through 5. And we also got the Trick or Treat Night at Catskill Elementary School. If you have a kid that goes to Catskill Elementary School, or you are a kid, you can go on down and have a fun, free trick-or-treat night. And it's bonus, because it's not actually on Halloween, so you can go trick-or-treating twice. And that is going to be October 24th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
I can't go because too bad I'm in middle school.
Yeah, our friend here, DJ Do, he's in middle school, so we can unfortunately not attend enough. I'm going to look into it. There might be a middle school one, too. There might not be. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but I'm going to look into it and find out if there is. So, now that we got that out of the way, do you want to do some fun facts that could be weird? Some true weird fun facts? Or do you want to do some Halloween Would You Rathers?
Would you rather?
So, we're going to go into the Would You Rathers. Starting off, scrolling up here, these are some pretty fun ones. I read the first few, and I was like, yeah, this was going to be fun. So as you all know, Halloween is coming up. DJ Do, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I have no idea yet.
You don't know? I hope whatever you're going
to be. I'm hoping to be an Eggletsky.
A what?
Eggletsky.
Eggletsky?
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
No. Want to explain it for the audience?
I don't know how to explain it. It's Shardvetsky, but in egg form.
Roblox YouTuber.
Yeah.
I'm surprised YouTuber. I got that. Shardvetsky? He's not a YouTuber?
I don't know.
Shardvetsky. Huh. Yeah. So we got fact check by DJ Dr. Pepper, I believe he was. We got a fact check from him, and he was both. He's going to be a Roblox character as a kid. That's pretty cool. I hope it is a success, my friend. So, starting off, would you rather this? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
No, I'd rather be a vampire.
You'd rather be a vampire? Why?
Because I could turn into a bat, fly around, and go to McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's?
Because why not?
But can vampires eat real food? I know they survive off of blood. But you won't be able to go out in the sunlight at all. Is that going to be a bummer? So you would rather be a real one. Werewolf. Bleh, that's a hard word to say. Jeez. Say werewolf 10 times fast. Hey, that was once. This guy's a cheater.
He said
whipple, whipple, whipple.
Whipple.
Alright. Oh,
hell.
Nice.
Hello.
Next of all, would you rather go to a costume party or go trick or treating? You're probably gonna want to go trick or treating, right? No? He would rather go to a costume party. Honestly, so would I. That
doesn't play. I go to the costume party so I can show everybody my Eggletsky.
Eggletsky. Heck yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be able to be an Eggletsky.
Nice.
If not, to do something else.
Would you rather be haunted by a ghost for the rest of your life or haunt somebody as a ghost for the rest of their life?
Haunt somebody as a ghost.
I wouldn't want to be a ghost. I'm on the opposite team as you guys.
What?
Now, why would you want to haunt somebody as a ghost? It would be funny.
Yeah, I like to hear. I'm going to help them do their tasks on the house.
Oh,
yeah. And also give them a little bit of spooky stuff.
You're gonna be like Casper, the friendly ghost.
Yep, but around Halloween, that's when stuff gets weird. I break their glasses. I dirty up their food by eating their stuff. Mm. And then so, I also drink all their drinks and unplug their fridge.
So every Halloween, you're gonna wreak havoc. But for the rest of the year, you're gonna be a chill guy.
Halloween, chill. On Halloween, havoc. After Halloween, chill. And for so on.
So we're gonna do two or three more, six or seven more, two or three more, actually.
44 more.
These kids' brain rot, it's infecting me.
No.
The six, seven
guys. I'm not brain rot.
This kid's cool.
Promise me.
this guy, DJ Do, he isn't brain rot. He's got a sharp noodle. Noodle means brain.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got a sharp brain.
I like noodles.
I like noodles too. What's your favorite noodle?
Ramen.
Ramen. Nice. So, would you rather have pumpkin pie or apple pie? Pumpkin?
Apple. Oh, you missed the thing.
What'd I miss? Oh, that one's next. Yeah, I don't know why it says that. The website that we're getting these from, it just says, would you rather pumpkin pie or apple pie? They meant, would you rather have pumpkin pie or apple pie, though, I think. Right? Yeah. So, which one would you rather have?
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Because I like me apples, and I go for you.
I like apple pie, too, a little better than pumpkin pie. Now, right now, I could go for any kind of pie. It was somebody's birthday here at the clubhouse, and we had cake, but I'm just a much more pie fan than I am a cake fan, personally.
And the thing is, I've never eaten pie before, one day in my life.
Haven't?
Nope. Transferring over to DJ Dr. Pepper.
So, funny thing is, apple pie will not have you spooky in the scary skeletons, sadly.
Ah, unfortunate. Whoosh. Thank you for that little news break. DJ Dr. Pepper, I appreciate that. I'm glad you can educate our audience.
But I want to be spooky in Halloween.
You're going to be spooky? I don't think an egg costume is spooky, though. I think it's cool. I think it's a good costume. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to be a scary one. All
right, you're going to be a scary egg. Okay,
I'm
going
to color him to be a vampire Eglatsky.
Okay, I like
that. Because why not?
So we're going to do one more and then go into a song break. Would you rather dream of Freddy Krueger every night or see Chucky every night? I don't know. He was doing some pretty crazy stuff in the movies.
You know Chucky?
What about you?
He got the super jumps.
So what about you?
I would rather dream of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Because then you could use powers in your dreams to fight back. That's what they did in one of the movies.
Because what he going to do? What he going to do? What is he going to do?
He is ready
for
the smoke.
I'm going to kick him in his family jewels.
And guys,
right,
we don't support violence here at Clubhouse Radio. Only if you're having a nightmare and somebody in your nightmare is trying to get you.
Yeah, but that's going to be a nightmare.
Only in nightmares we support violence.
Yeah, but that's going to be a nightmare.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed those Would You Rathers. We're going to do some more after we get back from a song break. We are going to be listening to My Cool Blue Tune. DJ Doom picked this out. So I hope you guys enjoy. And we will be right back. So, we found out that actually has a curse word. My friend informed me, so we can't play that. I'm sorry for that. So we're going to go into Icarus and then the Chicken Nugget song. So if you guys want to listen to the Chicken Nugget song picked out by DJ Do here himself, the famous DJ Do, then stick around. And after, we're going to do some more fun Would You Rathers. So I hope you guys enjoy.
From the wild winds around you, Icarus. highest foil ever grace. It scares me half to death. Look out to the future, but it tells you nothing. So take another breath. Your hands protect the flames from the wild winds around you. Icarus is flying too close to the sun. And Icarus is life, it has only just begun. When you leave because you're certain of who you want to be. You're putting up your armor when you leave, and you leave because you're certain of who you want to be.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Do.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. So we were just doing some fun Would You Rathers for Halloween. That was the Chicken Nugget song you guys just heard, picked out by the famous DJ Do himself. Now, I really like that song. And funnily enough, making songs about chicken nuggets and putting them on YouTube seems to be a tradition of the younger generations. So I'm Gen Z, and they played a chicken nugget song, Tobuscus, you know, nugget, biscuit, nugget, and a biscuit. You may know it, you may not know it, but now we got chicken nugget song for Gen Alpha. So that really just shows history does repeat itself. So next, we're going to go into some weird but true fun facts.
Chicken stars.
So these are chicken stars? I like some chicken stars.
No, so just the Chicken Star song.
Chicken Star song? I got you, bro.
It's funny.
I got you.
It's funny. It seems that it's not Braymont, but some people will say it is Braymont, but I don't think so. Yeah, it's original.
I'm gonna go out swinging. watches, dipping dots, fun size.
Oh, I know this.
Slipping slides, fart noises, chicken stars, until they tell me to stop.
Okay, okay, so we will not invite Kara.
Oh my god, I hate her.
Where is this from, my friend?
Sabrina is kind of cool.
I don't know
we do not
do
four.
You just like
we
it,
make
nice.
A list of friends.
Yes, this is pretty cool.
No weirdos on it. What about Summer?
Neat.
Yeah, she's nice. Vomit.
Summer? Where's mommy?
I'm putting you to bed tonight, Kayla. We're getting older. Mommy's gonna be
gone. Yeah, I was pretty calm.
I'm gonna go out swinging.
Nice voice, too. I like singing. You guys like singing?
Slipping, slides, fart noises,
maybe?
Chicken stars, until they tell me to stop.
So now, we're gonna go into some weird but true fun facts. So these are really cool. I'm gonna let you guys pick which one we do. So there's a bunch of different categories like New York City, Halloween. So when I read one that screams out to you, just let me know and then we're going to do that one, okay? So we got food. So you want to do food? Nice. So let's do it. And my friend, make sure to talk into the mic. You can fry an egg on a hot sidewalk when it reaches 158 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's not
70 degrees Celsius.
That's not fair. You can do that.
That's really hot, though.
Are people going to be out there cooking eggs while cooking themselves?
Cooking themselves? I mean, I think the sidewalk itself heats up to 158 way before the outside air temperature does. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my friend is getting a different chair for himself, DJ Do. You're going to be so down low, though. It's such a small chair.
Perfect.
Nice. So he is now cozy.
I'm in love with the table.
He is now all cozy and set up. So let's do this thing. So here are some cool fun facts. Peanut butter can be turned into a diamond. And these are all from kidsnationalgeographic.com. I did not find these out. I did not make these up. It is from the official website, National Geographic.
This one is really weird.
Right?
How are you going to turn peanut butter into something worth millions?
So,
no fair.
I think the theory behind it is that there's carbon in peanut butter and there's carbon in diamonds and you have to put a lot of pressure to it. Now, I've heard coal can be turned into diamonds, but peanut butter is pretty crazy.
Yes, almost as crazy.
What?
As turning styrofoam into cinnamon candy.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you can do it. It's on YouTube.
Huh.
It's by a really science man.
Science man. Yeah. Always trust the science man. So next off, we have honey never spoils.
This one, I knew it.
You knew this one? I've heard this one too. They found some honey in like the tombs of ancient Egypt or something like that, I've heard. And it wasn't bad, which is pretty crazy. That's nature's purest form of sugar. Doesn't even go bad. Look at that. Whoa. A restaurant owner made a 6,000 gallon milkshake. That's enough to fill more than 100 bathtubs.
Imagine, if you were gonna drink that, it'll take you your whole lifetime to drink that, like half of it.
Right? I don't even know if I could drink that in my lifetime. Whew. I think that would take me two lifetimes. That's a lot of ice cream.
Two times.
Imagine sitting in a bathtub full of ice cream. Ugh, that kind of grosses me out.
Oh, no, it's too cold.
Too cold, right?
And
sticky.
Yeah, what if it melts and it's gonna get all over me?
Let's not think about that, folks. In Japan, it's possible to buy watermelons shaped like pyramids.
I saw this on YouTube. But it's actually true. Your YouTuber went to Japan to buy this as a YouTube video, and he's found a heart-shaped watermelon,
too. Wow.
But it was just for display, so you can't eat it. But if it gets a certain number of likes or subscribes, he will eat it.
Now, personally, I would rather buy a heart-shaped watermelon than a pyramid-shaped watermelon. I don't know about you. What about you?
Like a heart-shaped watermelon. Make sure it's blue, though.
Nice. The first bubblegum made in 1906 was called Blibber Blubber. Now that is hard to say. Try to say that 10 times fast.
Blibber Blubber.
Blibber Blubber.
Blibber Blubber.
So next off, 4,000 year old noodles were discovered in ancient ruins in China. Huh. Would you eat that? I wouldn't eat that.
It's probably so solid that it will break your teeth.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. 4,000-year-old noodles.
Imagine eating that.
You ate that? You would probably get sick.
You eat it. Your teeth go bye-bye.
A woman hand-delivered a pizza. What? I don't know if I believe this. We're going to have to do a fact check when we take a song break. A woman hand-delivered a pizza from London, England to Melbourne, Australia. And that's a distance of 10,350 miles.
It's cap.
That's
I don't. I don't believe this.
I know, right? We're going to have to fact check that one because I don't believe it either. And the final food fun fact. Some nice alliteration there. Applesauce was the first food eaten in space by an American astronaut. I like applesauce.
Applesauce is very good and American.
What's up, DJ Dr. Pepper?
Hola, mi amigos.
There's another microphone right there if you want to sit down and join us.
So, now I have two microphones and you're going to have to deal with that.
We're going to have to share, my friend.
So,
we need to give the famous
chicken DJ stars.
There is.
Where did you find this out? I don't believe you. I don't know.
This is cat.
I think that would be.
A deck of cards contains 14 grams of protein.
What?
What?
What does?
A deck of cards.
Where are you getting these fun facts? I think somebody's trying to lie to you, my friend. Please don't sound true.
No, it is not 2025.
It's not 2025.
Dirt man.
The year is currently 2024. So yes, the year is 31.
So, I'm going to have to fact check all these fun facts for you guys. I'll be right back. I'm going to look into it. I'll make sure these guys aren't lying. And while I do that, we're going to play Dirt Man by Carter Bale. And then Marshmello, Bastille, Happier.
Dirt Man. The word Australia has 10,000 eggs. It has three.
These guys are funny. Let's get into the songs.
Ka-chow!
Little dirt under my pillow for the dirt man, in case he comes to town.
What?
Keep a little dirt under my pillow for the dirt man, so he won't take me down to his lair deep under the mountain.
What are you talking about?
Underground, that's where he keeps his.
I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the evening falls and I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made.
then only for a minute. I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. So I'll go, I will go, go, go. So I'll go, I will go, go, go. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Mountain Dew,
also known as
DJ Dew.
DJ Dew. So, we're going to DJ Dew this thing. We're going to go into some weird but true fun facts. I'm gonna let you choose the topic again. So we got really random
fun.
All right, we're gonna do fun. Some fun facts. The tallest known snowman was higher than a 12-story building. Where are they getting these fun facts? I'm gonna look that up. We're gonna fact check that guy. So three. Whoa. No, I meant to do tallest. I said smallest. Silly me. Oh, wow. No, that's actually true. That's crazy. 122 feet. Oh, my Lord. Next off, we got wedding gowns have been made out of toilet paper. What?
No, I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe that either. I don't know. For some reason, I do believe that. You can see a 1,700-pound chocolate moose named Lenny in Maine. I want to go to Maine.
So you see, I'm going to go there and I'm going to eat that chocolate because
I feel like that chocolate's been chocolate. Sitting around for a long time, though. It might be a little nasty. Happy Birthday was the first song transmitted from space to Earth.
What? So the aliens are having birthday before us?
No. You believe in aliens?
No.
I believe
in ghosts.
A New York man did a continuous series of somersaults for 12 miles. I'm surprised it wasn't a Florida man. You know how long 12 miles is? That's pretty far.
How many football fields is 12 miles?
I don't know how many football fields, but you know the walk from the school to clubhouse? The walk from the school to clubhouse is about half a mile, so you would have to do that 24 times in a row. Could you imagine somersaulting for that much?
Well, I saw your YouTube video about talented people. One of them could flip a table on your foot 1,000 times in an hour.
Oh my lord.
Under an hour.
That guy must have been super talented.
That's crazy. It's crazy, right?
That is crazy. So, next off, we're going to go back into some Halloween Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
We're going to start at number 7. Would you rather be chased by zombies or be chased by aliens?
Aliens.
You'd rather be chased by aliens?
Yep.
Now, me personally, I'd rather be chased by zombies. Have you seen zombies? They're a little bit slow.
Yeah, but...
Whoa! He just caught his microphone as it fell. Look at that.
You're gonna escape them if they just pursue them on you.
They just try to get freedom. But, you know, aliens are like super technologically advanced, and zombies are like super slow.
Yeah, but I can steal their weapons and use it against them.
I see.
What do you think?
That's a solid plan. Now, personally, I think I'd rather be chased by zombies.
Yeah, but if you get chased by zombies, to the wall, you can just get them climbing.
Yeah, that's
climbing each other and get over the wall. So you're safe nowhere.
Next off, would you rather have an infinite supply of Jolly Ranchers or an infinite supply of Starbursts?
The only logical answer here is Starbursts, because Jolly Ranchers take way too long to eat one, so Starbursts.
I don't know. I like me
a Starburst. And also Starbursts are just tasty.
I like me a Starburst, don't get me wrong, but Jolly Ranchers, yeah. I think I'm going to have to disagree with you with that, but I totally see where you're coming from. Next off, would you rather grow fangs or fur?
Neither.
That's cheating.
I don't want them.
Well, if you're going to say neither, I'm going to say neither too. That's one where we can definitely pull the fur.
Why would you want fur or fangs? Like, what is the reason behind this?
I don't know. I wouldn't want either.
Some people would like to bite their food picker.
Now, me personally, if I had to pick, I would pick fangs.
Yeah, I'm all fur.
You pick fur? You'd be warm in the cold. That is for sure.
Are you warm?
I think I could cool off having fangs. I think I'd look cool.
It's DJ Dr. Pepper here with another
I'm not sure I understand, but thank you for sharing that. That was pretty cool.
Whenever I'm forced to sleep, I would like a cat. But I don't have my cat. So if I had fur, it would be easier for me to sleep.
I also have an easier time going to sleep when there's a cat on my side. Okay. So, next off, would you rather have your house egged or have toilet paper?
I'm scared.
Yeah, I didn't want to do those ones. You want to do them, though? Yeah? All right. Would you rather go to haunted houses or go to escape rooms? Do you know what an escape room is? I think I would rather go to an escape room. We got some varying answers, so that's cool. You know, we got some diversity here. Would you rather be locked in a pitch black room with a key hidden somewhere, or be locked in a light room?
Light room, because I hate the dark. I really hate the dark. Because when you're in the dark, there's only two people in there.
Two?
Yeah, you and the dark.
Nice.
I get this theory from a movie
called Orion. I think
for me, there's three people. So there is me, the dark, and Larry. Because he's in the shadows. You never see him. He's coming for you. Watch your back.
Is Larry nice?
He's overblown. He wants to
suck your blood. Oh, he's a vampire. That is unfortunate.
Wait, how big is he though? How big is he? How big is Larry?
6'7". Oh my god. You walked into that one. You walked into that one.
I'm going to juke him out and make him run into a wall.
I would like to see that.
When he runs at me.
We're actually going to do a fundraiser with Larry and DJ Do. And we're going to set this up. So if you want to pay to see this, this is totally going to happen.
No, guys.
This is all a joke. I don't even know a Larry that's 6'7". Larry the Lobster? Are we talking about Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob?
Larry, my best friend, lives in the shadows and you never know when he's coming for you.
Well, you heard it first. Oh, you want to play that song? So we're going to go into a song break by AJR. Let's do this thing.
Grandpa fought in World War II. He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I bored my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my dish don't feel so grand. But I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon,
that's right.
I blow up into smithereens. This real my tiny symphony. Just let me play my violin for you. When he was such a noble dude. Man, I feel like such a fool. I got so much left to prove. All my friends are vaping friends. They're so good at making friends. I'm so scared of caving in. Is that entertaining yet?
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my dish don't feel so grand. But I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. Violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon,
that's right.
I blow up into smithereens. This feel my tiny symphony. Just let me play my violin for you. Somewhere someone's got it worse. Wish that made it easier. Wish I didn't feel the hurt. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease. Like finishing this melody, this feels like a necessity. So this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the timpanis and take a shot of Hennessy. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So let me play my violin for you.
We are so back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Hickory, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, the local community, and Greene and Columbia counties and the surrounding areas. So today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Do!
Noise. And we're gonna go into some community events, just in case you haven't been tuned in for the whole stream, because these are very useful for the community. And I like to help out the community, because the community helps me out.
Yeah.
So first of all, we have the Catskill Food Pantry, and that is opened every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church in 50 William Street in Catskill. And next off, we have the Trick or Treat Night at Catskill Elementary School. This is only available if you are a Catskill Elementary School student, or, of course, you have a kid that's a Catskill Elementary School student. So, Yeah. That's cool, because it's not going to be on Halloween, so you can trick-or-treat twice. That's pretty neat. And that is October 24th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Unfortunately, guys will have to miss radio, but it is worth it to get some candy. And last but not least, we have Free Play Fridays, and this is at the Palinville Library every 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday. Join them as they gather together for casual morning of fun, and the suggested ages of that is 1 through 5.
But you could be any age to go.
And do that.
Inevitably.
So, next, we're going to go. Let's do some movie badges. I'm seeing and these are Halloween themed movie badges, so I think it's only fitting to get some spooky background music. Do you guys agree?
Yeah!
So let's do
Domino effect.
Would you rather sleep in a coffin or sleep in a cave full of bats?
Coffin.
Yeah, me too. That would be pretty cozy.
Cave full of bats.
What?
You're gonna be surrounded by all these bats. Alright, let's say they're fruit bats though. So it would just kind of be creepy, but you're not gonna die.
But then I would sleep in the cave because I have more
food. Nah.
Are they gonna attack me still?
Hold on, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I bring earbuds, a pillow, and a
It doesn't say you can, so I'm gonna have to say you can.
So I'm gonna have a big cave so I can bring my cat. Not my cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
I'm gonna bring some earbuds. My mom's phone was still lit. I'm gonna bring a pillow, a blanket, a mattress, a bed frame, a backboard of the bed, and I'll be cozy in there.
You are not sleeping in a full deluxe experience in a cave.
Yeah. What if I want to, though?
I'm not gonna let you.
Nice.
What is this
so next off,
for?
I'm not sure. Oh, that's a flash drive, my friend.
What's
next off, would you rather have velociraptor arms or have chicken feet?
Chicken feet.
I already got chicken feet, guys.
I need to think of a good answer to
chicken feet for me.
Me personally, I'd pick chicken feet because I already skipped leg day, so.
And it'd be funny going to school with your chicken feet. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough
just
one.
Randomly choose one, bro. Then explain why you chose it.
Chicken feet because of chicken butt.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken nut.
That's a food. No, that's a real food. I'm serious.
Chicken butt?
Chicken nut. It's peanut butter, chicken, jelly, and mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds really nasty.
They could have just called it peanut butter with chicken.
So next off.
Chicken butter.
Would you rather... Ooh, I know which one I'm picking. Would you rather deal with a zombie apocalypse or a vampire?
Vampire.
Zombie apocalypse.
Zombie.
Zombie.
I've seen so many zombie apocalypse movies, nobody is catching me.
That's what I'm saying. Vampires are smart, they're witty, they're 10 times more physically capable than zombies.
Wait. I can just stay in my house. Vampires can't come in unless they're invited in. I just never answer my door.
They're good at tricking you, though. They're going to get you. They're going to come to your door and they're going to be like... We have a free all-you-can-eat buffet here.
Yummy! I'm opening the door, bro. I'm sorry, but I'm hungry.
Nah, I'm good. Don't mind my stuttering, please.
No, no worries at all. You're making me crack up though with your answers. I do have to say, I would probably fall for the buffet.
We are 11-year-olds.
You little piggies,
with access
bro.
To the world. We're gonna make people laugh, cause why not?
Would you rather call the Grim Reaper or receive a call from the Grim Reaper?
I would call the Grim Reaper because
yeah,
I would tell him to, hey, you think I can have your staff for like 1 second? I have problems to deal with and stuff. So yeah, there's no reason you should ask. Why? Okay, yeah, I just see it for a sec.
Yeah, I would call him because I say, hey, give me your staff. I got problems too, right? But the thing I'm going to do with staff, not what you think. I'm going to go to farm, kill the chickens, bring them home, and cook them up for some nice, yummy chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Chicken nuggets.
I see. Oh, they won't. Thank you, though. So, you can't say it to me. Would you rather be wearing a costume that's too hot or be wearing a costume that's too itchy?
Itchy.
Hot. Itchy.
I don't like being itchy. I'm going to have to say hot, too.
Being hot is the worst thing for me. Forever.
You'll survive.
I'm hot. I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. I have asthma attack. I have asthma attack. I need my pump.
That's
no.
Fair.
Oh, no. I'm dying. Ka-chow. Age, guys. I gotta retire. Oh, no. I'm super sorry.
Oh. Well, DJ Dr. Pepper is heading out of here.
DJ Dr. Pepper. Banana Pepper.
Now we just got the famous Dr. Doo.
Dr. Doo.
We're about to head off, so we're going to do a word of the day, and then we're going to play off into some nice music. So I do have to ask, what was your favorite part of the show, Dr. Doo?
Would rather.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
So,
yeah, this works. So, the words come from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, which is written by John Koenig. It's a bunch of neologisms about words for emotions that we don't quite have in English. So, and if you don't know what a neologism is, it is a made-up word for made-up word. I like that. So, we're gonna do Justing. I like this one. So this is pretty deep stuff. You ready, bro? Justing. Now, the habit of telling yourself that one tweak could solve all of your problems. If only you had the right haircut. If only you found the right group of friends. If only you made a little more money. If only he noticed you. If only she loved you. If only you could find the time. If only you were confident. Which leaves you feeling perpetually on the cusp of a better life. Hanging around at the top of the slide. Waiting for one little push. See, we gotta get deep there. I'm sorry, bro.
So I'm just gonna tune out real quickly till goodbye.
Oh no, it's over though. The part's over. So, what are your last words for the stream today?
Go to the store, buy some chicken stars, and eat them while eating dipping dance. I went there for about 6 or 7 years. 6, 7.
You heard it here.
Don't listen to him.
He is brain rotted.
You heard it here first, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And now we're gonna be going
76.
Way Less Sad by AJR. Yeah, that's a good one to end it off on.
Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet. But I'm way less sad. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet.